Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. I know this is a lot to take in, ma'am. Your daughter needs this operation or she will die. But thankfully, our talented resident surgeon, Dr. Smith, is the only surgeon in the nation capable of performing this procedure. I know this is a lot for you. The fear of losing your young daughter and then surgery. And since I know your situation intimately from you guys spending so much time here during her care, I know you're doing all of this alone as a single mother. I know, ma'am. I know. I do understand that you're paying for everything out of pocket on one income, and the cost of this operation seems impossible to you. I understand your challenges here as a single woman. Broke. From months of providing your daughter care here in the hospital. However, Dr. Smith did want me to offer you a deal that would allow you to get this procedure for your daughter, save her life, at no financial cost to you. Yes, I'm serious. There will be somewhat of a sacrifice, though, not just financial sacrifice. I've been working with Dr. Smith for over a decade, and he is very talented and the best at what he does. I know I don't have to sell this too much, but this procedure would guarantee and save your daughter's life. I know you've also noticed that Dr. Smith has impeccable bedside manner with his pediatric patients. He has a passion for caring for children and treats them like the precious gifts they are. And he definitely possesses sympathy to offer struggling single mothers charity whenever necessary. And he noticed your struggles and respects all the sacrifices you have made. He is a very caring man. But Dr. Smith also has another private side to him, though. And before I reveal this, I want you to understand that whatever I reveal to you today, if you were to try and expose this to anyone else, I will deny every bit of it and quietly attack your character. Don't think I haven't noticed how your daughter's pain medication bottles comes up short every couple weeks. Or the fact that your breath smells slightly of liquor right now. I'm also a very caring and understanding nurse, but I am also very protective of Dr. Smith, so I don't want this to get ugly. I'm just revealing to you that our conversation does not need to leave this room. Understood? Very good. So, as I was saying, Dr. Smith has particular taste and desires. He's grown very fond of caring for your daughter through her medical battle over the past year. Whenever we realized that this procedure was needed for her, he immediately told me to offer you this deal. And so this evening, for several hours at most, we would lock the door to this hospital room we're in right now. you would also be here, as well as myself, and of course, your daughter and Dr. Smith. You would sit where you are right now as Dr. Smith uses your 11-year-old daughter's body sexually. He will not cause any permanent harm or damage to her body. He is very experienced in using underage girls sexually, but this would be your payment for him doing the operation free of charge, and your daughter gets to live a long and full life. Wait, before you decide to refuse this offer, I want to remind you, no one else on this planet can perform this surgery. You cannot afford this surgery. Your daughter requires this surgery within the following month or she will die. This is a cold, hard fact. You either sacrifice your daughter to Dr. Smith for an evening, and that's it, just once, or your daughter dies. And just so you know, the deal is only valid if you are there for the whole thing. Dr. Smith prefers the moms to witness and observe. No questions asked. Well, yeah, I mean, technically, if you want to get technical, Dr. Smith is technically a pedophile rapist. However, he only uses his powers, his medical powers, to collect victims. He's not the kind that finds random girls or whatever. And I will say this, in a fucked up way, if I was a mother and had a choice of who were to rape my own daughter, if I had to make that choice, the top choice would be a talented surgeon. They understand the human anatomy. They know how to save a life. You've seen how caring Dr. Smith is. That's still there. He just has some darker tastes and urges underneath that. So what do you say? This offer only stands right now. There's no chance to think about it. So as soon as you say yes, we set up the room for Dr. Smith's special time with Chloe. If you say no, you'll be discharged with end-of-life pamphlets and sent home, probably planning for your daughter's funeral before too long. So, Miss Jones, your final decision? Hello, Dr. Smith. The room is all prepped for you, as well as Chloe and her mother. Chloe, dear, I'm going to slip off your hospital gown completely off, and you're going to feel me attach your wrist to the headboard of your bed. All right, good girl. You're in good hands, I promise. You like Dr. Smith, right? I know. He's the best, and he really likes you as well. Now, we're going to do a special kind of treatment today. It's going to feel funny and different, but Dr. Smith knows what he's doing, okay? All right, Chloe is prepped and ready for you, Dr. Smith. Beautiful young body, huh? Don't be shy, sweetie. No need to hide what's between your legs. Spread your legs just a bit. Good girl, just like that. Dr. Smith is going to touch your body. It's kind of like he's done before whenever he gives you exams, just this time it's different. You just grew those adorable little tits, huh? Dr. Smith likes them. See? Tiny, freshly grown 11-year-old tits. You're lucky you still have completely hairless body. No hair anywhere. And Dr. Smith's hands feel good, don't they? Soft and warm. Gentle. For now. Here's your special kit, Dr. Smith. Would you like the nipple clamps? Yes, sir. Here are the clamps. Now, Chloe, you're going to feel a slight pinch, but it'll fade away for a moment. There we go. Yes, so perverse. Seeing a young girl in nipple clamps, especially on such young, perky tits. Mm-hmm. Ready for her mouth, doctor? Yes, sir. Now, Chloe, you're doing a really good job so far, but now I need you to lay your head off the bed. And I know it feels weird, doesn't it? Yeah, but I promise, this will make Dr. Smith's treatment a lot easier to take. All right, Chloe's ready for mouth stuffing, doctor. Mom, you better stay right there in your seat. The first insertion is always difficult for parents to see, but you just need to bear it. Remember, her life is on the line. Open up, Chloe. Dr. Smith is going to put something very thick and long into your mouth. Oh, there we go. Chloe's first mouth fuck. Good girls take cocks in their mouth. And especially like this because the man can see your pretty little throat fill up and swell from his cock at this angle. Mom, watch Dr. Smith use your daughter's mouth. He likes to see you cry and suffer through watching him. That's a good girl. Don't look away. Don't avert your eyes. Remember what this looks like. It's like mental bondage, not being able to do anything because if you do, your daughter's life is on the line. And just think of it this way. Your sweet daughter gets important life lessons today. Understanding what her body is good for. Getting raped and fucked. Ready for some delicious little girl screams and struggle, Dr. Smith? Let me just give these nipple clamps some nice pulls and wiggles. Oh, there it is. Struggle on his cock. Good girl. Look at these tortured little preteen tits, Dr. Smith. Aren't they fucking gorgeous? And by the way, Mom, I didn't really go into detail about Dr. Smith being a sadist. But don't worry. Chloe will survive this and get her procedure. It's just that she's going to properly get used and tortured for Dr. Smith's pleasure. That's what pretty little girls are for. Entertaining and pleasing men. I'm more than happy to help serve Dr. Smith in this way. In fact, if you were a good slut, you'd do the same. Help serve men and offer your daughter? Oh, yes, sir. I'll get the stirrups ready. There we go. Chloe, dear, let's get you back up on the bed. Okay, now place your feet right here. That's it. Nice and wide stance. Mom has a fantastic view as well. Now watch as Dr. Smith molest your little girl. Your perfect little angel. Hairless preteen pussy. Love seeing a man's hands grope such itty-bitty cunts. Stay still, Chloe. I know it feels weird, a grown man's fingers inside of you, but just lay there and take it. Mom, keep your eyes right here, staring at your own daughter getting molested. You see, a true sadist not only gets off bringing physical pain, there's also mental mind fucks, like you. You'll never forget this. You'll never forget the image of his hands molesting your daughter. You'll never forget the sound she's making right now, how it felt not being able to save your daughter. It will haunt you forever, and that fact makes Dr. Smith hard. He'll probably pleasure himself thinking about your mental and psychological pain. Oh, yes, Dr. Smith, forceps are prepped and ready for you. Now, Chloe, you're going to feel something cold enter you. I just want you to relax, okay? Speculum, sir. There we go. Now here's a lamp for you. Oh, fuck. Will you look at that? A spread open preteen pussy. May I, Dr. Smith? Thank you, sir. I want to feel what an 11-year-old fertile cervix looks like. Oh, fuck. So firm, yet pillowy soft. I wonder what happens if I just poke it with the sharp end of this tool. I don't think she likes that, Dr. Smith. Her tiny pussy walls being scratched and poked. I hope I can irritate these walls enough to provide you with a nice and swollen fuckhole. What's that, sir? You want me to try and penetrate that cervix with my nail? Gladly. Might want to stuff your cock in her mouth so her screams are muffled. Oh, there it is. Such a tiny little hole. Maybe I can get this nail in there. Force my way in there. That's it. Scream on his cock, sweetie. It'll all be over soon. Yes, doctor, it's so fucking tightened. But I think I got some penetration into that cervix, just the tip of my nail. Does that convulsing, screaming throat feel good? How about now? Oh, I just forced more of my fingertip in there. I don't think she likes it at all. Me trying to force inside of her sensitive little cervix. All right, a few more scrapes in there and I'll lube this little preteen fuck sleeve for you, Dr. Smith. Oh, there we go. Swollen, tender child pussy lubed and ready, sir. Let's get her properly stretched the way all little girls deserve it. Fuck, I never get tired of seeing your thick cock stretch a little pussy open, especially hearing those pitiful whimpers. I'll get the ball gag inserted, doctor. Can't have anyone in the hospital hearing a sick girl getting raped. There we go. Yes, gagged and bound. I see you're still working that girth in, sir. Those pretty puffy lips spread wide open for you. And every slide against those little pussy walls are going to feel even more tender and painful, as if it wasn't enough that this little underdeveloped fuck sleeve was getting stretched by cock too big for her little hole. Oh, listen to those sweet little girl screams, sir. You must have gotten fully inside of this little rape slut. Shall I pull these nipple clamps and make her scream even harder? Yes, that does the trick. Yes, hurt your little rape doll with that cock, sir. Let me get her head propped up. Yeah, look at your rapist while he pounds your little pussy, Chloe. You can't close those eyes. I'll just pull your pretty little face up and force you to watch. See your pretty little pussy taking grown adult cock? Yeah, I bet you're loving it, you little slut. Admit it. You're probably getting all creamy and wet from getting raped by Dr. Smith, you little preteen slut. You wouldn't be getting wet if you weren't turned on. How's that cervix pounding feel, Chloe, huh? I can't hear you. You seem to have a ball gag stuffed in your mouth. You like Dr. Smith pounding your cervix hard and deep? Look, doctor, I made her nod yes. Do you want him to rape you harder, Chloe? See that, doctor? She nodded yes. Pound her harder. Yeah, you watch that man rape you and make sure this image gets planted in that pretty little head. You'll never forget that face, how his cock makes you feel. You'll probably grow up and become an even bigger slut and pain slut because of this rape right now. Always chasing this memory on how that rapist made you feel when you were just 11 years old and tied down. Oh, and let's not forget mommy being forced to watch. Mom can't even save you. And one day, you'll fully understand that not only did Dr. Smith rape your little underage pussy open, he raped your mind beyond fucking repair. Looks like he's getting ready to fill your little rape hole with cum. That means it's choking time. There we go. Don't you fucking lose eye contact with your rapist while I'm choking you. Yeah, struggle and clench that little hole for him. Not being able to breathe makes you panic so much. Yeah, give doctor a nice clench rape hole to come inside. Pretty little panic tear-stained face, too. Doesn't it feel good to get pounded and raped? Really reminds a girl what she's good for, getting used and dominated just so a man can fucking come. You feel his warm gooey cum stinging your scraped tender hole? Yeah, I hope it's burning. Dr. Smith likes his little rape dolls to taste his cum after rape, so let me get this ball gag off and scoop some cum out of this ruined little pussy. Oh dear, you're all swollen and red. There we go. Open up, Chloe. Taste your rapist sperm. Looks like I'll need to force it in there. Hold still, little girl. There we go. Swallow it down like a good whore. Lovely. Well, Mom, I think Dr. Smith is ready for Chloe's procedure now. Yeah, it looks like he's nice and relaxed and clear-headed for surgery. I can't promise he won't want to fondle the raped hole a bit while she's, you know, under during surgery.